So the big question is this: how can we understand more about finance-related topics that do not come with hidden agenda? In our podcast, In the Know with TGI, we seek to discuss some financial myths or topics that are close to your hearts in an objective manner. Whether you are a new or seasoned investor, there will be something that you will be able to learn to improve on your financial literacy and investment journey. It's finance, made simple for you. Hi, welcome to In the Know with TJI, a financial podcast series brought to you by The Joyful Investors. I'm your host, Hazel. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about investing for a university student. I know that a lot of our viewers and listeners, or those who have been following our page, are also those in the earlier years of their lives, and the newbies in the realm of finance. University was really where I got started on the whole finance and investing thing. And naturally so, since it's a time of adulting and thinking about what to do after formal education is over. I think a lot of uni students also start picking up part-time jobs or have already dipped their toes into the working world before uni even started. I think then, the question that is very common would be, should I save up the money earned from my job in order to pay off my school fees, or should I start investing with that money? I for one did struggle with this question for quite some time. I started off with uni feeling very eager to work hard for my future and learn more about managing my own personal finance. However, there were times where I wished I didn't have to stress about where I should put my savings into. So, the broad answer to this question is actually really simple. You can do both. It doesn't have to be an either-or kind of arrangement, and if your savings permit, you can actually do both at the same time. It's the same as budgeting your allowance. Just because you have to spend on travel costs to school doesn't mean you can't use some of that money to buy new stationery. However, it is also good to keep in mind that paying off a school loan and investing both have two different sets of priorities and time constraints. That's why it is quite important that your allocation of your money is done in a mindful manner. School fees are definitely placed higher up on the list of financial priorities, because it is ultimately a sort of debt that you want to be free from. You don't want to feel mentally tied down by this loan that you have to pay back after you graduate. And you probably want to be free from a loan as soon as possible. Though the good thing is that because tuition loans are interest-free, you don't have to worry about the compounding effect of the loan while you're actually studying. And that's when you can try to begin investing. I think you may be getting repetitive across all finance and investment platforms or channels that before you do any sort of investments, do your homework first. Have sufficient knowledge and know exactly what, why, and how you're going to be investing your savings. Having said that, your investment portfolio will depend on what your goals are. If you're looking to grow your savings and dedicate most of the pool to paying off the tuition loan, you will probably be allocating a larger sum of money to investments but adopt a less risky portfolio or method of investing. Some students may also adopt this lower risk approach because it is less time consuming and requires less energy to track and monitor the possibility of a loss. So you can consider reading up and buying ETFs. ETF is a basket of stocks that often tracks an underlying index or could be just a basket of stocks for a particular industry. ETFs are generally considered as less volatile compared to the individual stocks. So I would say if you're after a less risky portfolio, ETFs are a good choice to consider. Alternatively, if you decide that you want to start investing for the long term, say 10 to 15 years, things will look a little different. The downside is that you have to start off with lesser funds to invest with because you have to set aside a larger portion to pay off your tuition loan. However, you can also afford to adopt a slightly more aggressive portfolio or method to grow your money, with proper research of course. You could consider reading up on stocks that are good for holding in the long term. They're likely to yield higher returns because of their increased volatility. Once a loan has been settled, you can also easily transfer more funds into an investment portfolio and be proud that you are successfully advancing in your investment journey. The way that you invest really depends on your approach, personal goals, and financial capabilities. While I can't answer for sure whether you should be investing this amount or saving that amount, what I can say is that you can start crafting up a proper plan today. Investing is definitely possible today, even if you have limited funds. It's okay to start small, and it's good that you're thinking about responsibilities and future financial security early. I hope today's episode will allow you to think more about how to approach your savings and earnings and help you to create a personalized investment direction. All the best, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to be in the loop for more money and investing hacks, you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at The Joyful Investors. You can also join our Telegram community group at t.me/TheJoyfulInvestors. So see you in the next episode of In the Know with TJI. Goodbye.